new with you in my Father's kingdom. The Lord instituted this meal that we partake of during the Passover meal. The Lord's Supper was part of something bigger. It wasn't all by itself. Webster's Dictionary defines communion like this. Communion is as a noun, a Christian ceremony in which bread is eaten and wine is drunk as a way of showing devotion to Christ, to Jesus Christ. A close relationship with someone or something, a group of Christians who have the same belief. There's more to communion than just the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is a part of communion. In the same way that belief or repentance are part of the plan of salvation, the Lord's Supper is part of communion. In Acts chapter 20, verse 7, we read this. On the first day of the week, when they met together to break bread, Paul began to speak to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, he extended his message until midnight. The purpose of the gathering was the Lord's Supper, but it was part of communion. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. They were devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, the breaking of bread, and to prayer. This is communion. A group of people devoting themselves to these things, which includes the Lord's Supper. Now, I'm not trying to diminish the Lord's Supper in any way. My point is that that's not all there is. I've seen people in my Christian life that will come to service, take the Lord's Supper, and then leave. Like that's all they need. We need communion with our Lord as He is laid out here, but also with one another. Our gathering for the Lord's Supper is part of that communion, but not all of it. Christ gave His life so that we could have a life in heaven. Our sins are gone because of His sacrifice. Let's celebrate this the way He asked us to, by partaking of the Lord's Supper while devoting ourselves to the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, and prayer. Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come to You now, Father, thanking You so very much for the sacrifice that Your Son made. Thanking You, Father, for the ability that we have to gather together to remember Him in the way that He asked us to. We thank You for the sacrifice that You made by sending Him here so that as the ultimate sacrifice, through Him, we could be with You in heaven someday. Thank You, Father, for this opportunity. Be with each and every one of us now as we partake of these emblems that help us to remember Him until He returns, that help us to proclaim His death to the world until He returns. Thank You so very, very much, Father, for the opportunity we have to be with You in heaven through Him. It's in Jesus' name I pray.